In Surrey County League Division 1, Hawley came off second best in a match where both sides struggled to adapt to damper conditions and scored very slowly. Only Daniel Razak with 31 made any progress in Hawley's 117 made in 40.1 overs, and in spite of a mighty wobble as they lost 5 wickets for 14 runs with only 18 needed, Old Tennisonians got over the line by 4 wickets. Hawley 2s beat Caterham by 28 runs to maintain 5th spot in their division, the youngsters showing the way with 15-year-old Kane Stevens taking his first 5-wicket haul, and Zach Collins from the under-14s making 46. Hawley were bowled out for 177 and in turn bowled Caterham out for 149. Hawley under-14s are in the final of the Sussex Junior Bowl next month against Rotting Dean after beating West Chiltington and East Grinstead in a badly rain-affected festival week. Christian Kelly made 101 not out in the first match. The gap between Reigate Priory and Weybridge at the top of the Surrey Premiership increased by 1 point to 11 in spite of the Llamas' bogey side Sutton beating them for the second time this season. Weybridge lost as well to lowly East Molesey, whom Reigate played this week before the showdown with Weybridge on Bank Holiday Saturday. The Priory batsmen had trouble on a slow pitch, were bowled out for 159, Chris Murter 25, Brad Scriven 55. Michael Mundy went for 26 in 4 overs before Richard Stevens and Will Hodgson pegged Sutton back from 60 for 1 to 99 for 5. Sutton skipper David Edwards joined David Murphy in a match-winning unbeaten partnership of 56 for a 4-wicket win, Richard Stevens finishing with 4 for 31. In the Sussex Premiership, East Grinstead's game at Ifield was cancelled with the pitch unplayable. Roffey made 2-1 4 for 3 to beat Hastings and St Leonard's Priory by 7 wickets. Roffey now 13 points ahead of second place to Eastbourne. In Sussex Division 2, Three Bridges picked up 29 points on leaders Mayfield, whom they bowled out for 1-1-5 before cruising to a 7 wickets win. Bridges back on top by 5 points with 3 to play. In Division 3 East, Crawley Eagles 1-5-4 lost to leaders Portslade 2-2-5-4-8, but second place Burgess Hill lost a thriller by 1 wicket to Hastings and St Leonard Priory 2s, who were 14 for 5 at one stage before chasing down 189 for a 1 wicket win, so Eagles stay in touch in third. In West Division 4, Crawley's game at home to Henfield was cancelled. Outward, firsts and seconds both top their respective divisions of the KCVL as the season approaches its climax. The first 11 were away at Ainsford and made 288 for 4, Ashley Middleton 135 and bowled Ainsford out for 188. At home to Speldhurst, the second 11 made 256 for 9, Harry Moore 136 from 89 balls and Speldhurst replied with 190 for 9, John Hall 3 for 20. That's an overs game, so Outward win, of course. Newdigate's batting woes continued as they lost to Lingfield in a low-scoring Fuller's Premiership clash. Lingfield batted first, making just 136 all out in 41.4 overs. 6 bowlers shared the wickets, Lewis Davis the pick with 4 for 32. Henry Mitchell top-scored for Lingfield with 31. Newdigate was soon in trouble with Tom Driscoll 3 for 31 causing the damage. No one passed 20 as they slumped to 113 all out. Had they won their last 2 matches, Newdigate would be pushing for promotion, but now they have an eye on possible relegation. Newdigate 2s didn't have a league fixture, so they played a friendly against neighbours Lye, who batted first and in 40 overs scored 219 for 5, Mark Bounds 82 and Samuel Clark took 2 for 29. Will Rowland's maiden century for Newdigate saw his side home for the loss of just 1 wicket as he made his way to a magnificent 144 not out. Merstham Ones kept Weybridge Vandals at arm's length in Surrey Championship Division 5, making 163, bowling out their opposition for 137 and thereby returning to winning ways. Merstham were 30 for 4 batting first, but skipper Laurie Nicholson made 36 alongside George Neal, and Azim Jaffrey at number 10 contributed 16. Neal finally fell in the 50th over for 74. Noman Javed 2 for 29 and Gus Locke 3 for 34 removed the home side's top order, and Azim Jaffrey 3 for 35 bowled well before Randall Vandals rallied as the rain began to fall. Man of the match Neil produced a yorker to seal victory for Merstham by 26 runs. The twos defeated third place Purley by just 2 runs at Quality Street. The hosts 126 for 8 in 50 overs, Ali Purvey's 29. Imran Aslam took 4 for 23 when Purley batted. Tom Jenkins took 3 for 25 in the middle overs. Manish Patel claimed the final wicket with 2 runs to spare. With 3 games left, 20 points separate Merstham at the 14th teams above them. Bobby Sharp scored 80, opening the batting for Merstham Threes against Mitcham at the Ring, and teenager Hamza Ali made 35. Matt Hill made 47, Magic's 193, and Mitcham all out 66. The Fours match was cancelled. If you'd like your results, reports and club news on Suzy 103.4, email david.jjay@suzyradio.com.